Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is a sad reality that the world is no stranger to humanitarian crises, and all too often it is minorities who are disproportionately affected. Many refugees have fled discrimination, intolerance, and xenophobia in their home countries. They should not face the same treatment in receiving countries and communities. As such, we welcome the Minority Forum's timely focus this year on minorities in situations of humanitarian crises. All states have a responsibility to protect the rights of individuals. As reflected in our commitment to international human rights law, Canada respects the rights of all individuals regardless of race, age, status, sexual orientation, religion or belief, ability or gender. In situations of armed conflict, Canada demands that the parties to conflict comply fully with their obligations under IHL and international human rights law. Canada looks to the international community to respect the humanitarian principles of humanity, impartiality, neutrality, and independence. In cases where members of minority groups are in need of humanitarian assistance, their particular needs must be taken into account. Ensuring sustainable solutions for people affected by humanitarian crises will rely upon our collective ability to uphold and respect international laws and standards. For those whose safe passage and return home is not possible, we need to look at strengthening global responsibility and burden sharing. In light of the ongoing forced displacement of people throughout the world, we need a more predictable system to respond to large movements of refugees and migrants. This will include combating a resurgence of xenophobia, discrimination, and fear of the other. When Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed the General Assembly in September, he said, "In Canada, we see diversity as a source of strength, not weakness." Diversity in Canada is a fact. Canada is home to people of every race, religion, sexual orientation, shape, and size. For this reason, in Canada, we acknowledge that inclusion is a choice. This choice is guided by the many benefits that diversity can bring. Diversity in our communities and countries can lead to higher rates of economic growth, better social cohesion, and tremendous cultural and civic benefits. In Canada, we are working to embrace diversity as we welcome newcomers. We want new Canadians to feel like Canada is their home and a place where they can take part in everything our country has to offer. We have taken concrete actions to ensure